This VOA News via remote. Tom McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's pick to the U.S. Supreme Court says she is mindful she would be taking the seat vacated by the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Speaking moments after U.S. President Trump nominated her to the High Court Saturday, Amy Coney Barrett paid homage to the late Justice. Barrett is a polar opposite of Ginsburg when it comes to judicial philosophy. She hailed conservative former Justice Antonin Scalia as her mentor. She called Ginsburg a justice of enormous talent and consequences and praised Ginsburg as a trailblazer for women's rights. And Ginsburg not only broke glass ceilings, she smashed them. A diverse crowd of hundreds marched through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, chanting Black Lives Matter. The march on Saturday night marked the fourth night of protest after a grand jury declined to charge any officers for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old Black woman. Louisville has seen more than 120 days of demonstrations over Taylor's death and a police raid gone wrong that was carried out by white officers. Some protesters remained downtown after a 9 p.m. curfew. Police say multiple fires were set and arrests would be made. In a year of cataclysm, some world leaders at this week's annual United Nations meeting are taking the long view. They are warning if COVID-19 doesn't kill us, climate change will. With Siberia seeing its warmest temperature on record this year and enormous chunks of ice caps in Greenland and Canada sliding into the sea, countries are acutely aware that there's no vaccine for global warming. Coronavirus has diverted resources and attention from what could have been the marquee issue at this year's UN gathering. This is VOA News. With air and sea borders closed for months and eight cities barring people from entering or leaving, Morocco has been pulling out the stops to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Still, the kingdom on the Atlantic coast, a magnet for tourists, has been in better times, has registered more than 110,000 positive cases since March and has seen more than 2,000 virus-related deaths, the highest among its North African neighbors. Police checks are a part of the scenery in hard-hit Casablanca, the country's economic powerhouse. The major tourist destination is still at a standstill. Police checks in Casablanca markets and closed-off beaches are a signal for citizens to respect the country's strict antivirus orders. In a speech to the UN General Assembly, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that the coronavirus pandemic has created divisions between nations. His pre-recorded speech highlighted how nations had lost sight of the fact that they were all fighting the same battle. Johnson, who contracted COVID-19 in the spring and spent three nights in intensive care, also called for countries to share data to create a global early warning system for disease outbreaks. On that same day, there was a speech that was paid out at the UN, and protesters clashed with the police during a rally in London's Trafalgar Square amid rising tension, minutes of everyday life as the government tries to stem a sharp rise in coronavirus infections. Ahead of the first debate stage matchup between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden, each campaign is now promising a stark contrast in policy, personality, and preparation. President Trump has decided to skip any formal preparation, and while Biden's team believes the significance of this Tuesday's prime time affair may be exaggerated, the former vice president has been aggressively preparing to take on the Republican president. Biden's campaign has been holding mock debate sessions featuring Bob Bauer, a senior Biden advisor and former White House general counsel, playing the role of President Trump. Hundreds of women calling for the president to step down protested in Belarus's capital Saturday, continuing the large demonstrations that have rocked the country since early August. Police blocked off the center of Minsk and arrested more than 80 demonstrators, according to a human rights organization. Some of those arrested were chased down by police. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.